Hey, this is Brian Fritz. Thanks for subscribing to the Between the Ropes podcast. Now, you'll still be getting all of our weekly shows and superstar interviews right here in an audio format each week on the Between the Ropes podcast, which, of course, you can subscribe to on iTunes or on Stitcher. We have the links right there on the front page of BetweenTheRopes.com. But we also wanted to give you a sample of the extra types of content you can find when you subscribe to Between the Ropes on YouTube. All absolutely free. This is our breaking news podcast as we talk about the Ring of Honor deal as they've signed with Destination America. So if you want more exclusive content like this, including live post-game WWE pay-per-view videos, check us out on our YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/betweentheropes. Head on over there. Like I said, you can see all the different videos. You can take part in the conversation as well when we're doing our live post-game pay-per-view videos and also breaking news videos like this one. We've got Q&A set up. You can take part in the conversation. You can watch the videos. But if you're not able to watch them live, of course, you can go back at any time. Go to youtube.com/betweentheropes and you can get more exclusive content like this. Thanks for subscribing to us, and make sure to subscribe to us not only when it comes to the podcast, but also to our YouTube channel. Once again, that's youtube.com/betweentheropes. Enjoy.
Let's do this. Woo! Ring the bell. This is Between the Ropes.
Oh, you're going for the dirt, for the behind-the-scenes stuff.
It's time to get Between the Ropes. Between the Ropes.
All right, everybody, thanks for joining us. It's a special Between the Ropes live broadcast here on YouTube. Brian Fritz, Michael Wiseman here, and we have the big breaking news today that, of course, that Ring of Honor is going to be on national TV, and they've landed a deal with Destination America. How about that? And just over this past week, we've been talking about Destination America and whether or not they really want to be in the wrestling business when it comes to TNA, following the reports that they are going to be canceling. They're going to not be renewing Impact Wrestling come the end of September. But not only are they staying in the wrestling business, but they brought in Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor will be airing on Destination America beginning Wednesday, June 3rd, 8 p.m. Eastern. They will be the lead-in for Impact Wrestling, which, of course, is moving to Wednesday nights beginning June 3rd. So it will be Ring of Honor from 8 to 9, Impact Wrestling from 9 to 11. We have a block of wrestling on Wednesday when it comes to just one channel. And, of course, NXT begins on that night. And if Lucha Underground gets picked up for a second season, it will be on that night as well. So a lot going on in the wrestling business. We do appreciate everybody for watching us here. Please subscribe to us here on YouTube. Also, share our videos, share this video in particular right now, and like it, and feel free to make comments as well. And don't forget, you can find us online at BetweenTheRopes.com. On Twitter, we're at Between the Ropes, and go to Facebook.com/Between the Ropes. We've asked for questions there, and obviously you can click on the button here and you can jump in the conversation and you can ask some questions. We'll get to a lot of those as we go here for, 30, 45 minutes talking about all the different details. So this one was a stunner, Mike. Out of nowhere, I was sitting around today, and I do follow Destination America on Twitter, and I saw the picture of some Ring of Honor talents, and it said something like, "Breaking news, Ring of Honor coming to Destination America," and everybody was shocked.
It's happening. It's finally happening. The Wednesday Night Wars are back. Can you believe it?
When did they ever begin?
The Monday Night Wars are on Wednesday nights, starting in June. You texted me. I was pumping gas in my car. I will not forget this moment. And I saw this text. Yeah. And you said, "You won't believe the news." And normally you're like, something stupid happened, right? Like JTG showed up on Twitter again or something goofy like that.
I told you to check out the website for breaking news. And you're like, "I'm driving."
Right.
And I said, "Okay, I'm just going to tell you." And I told you, and it took you probably a good 5 or 7 minutes. And finally you texted me back and you're like, "What?"
I think my text back had an expletive in there somewhere. This is a shocker. I mean, we've been bantering about this news about TNA for going over a week now, and how, you know, Destination America might be out of the wrestling business, blah, 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 blah. But to hear that they're picking up TNA and that it is the intro show for Impact Wrestling, or picking up Ring of Honor, I should say, and it is the intro show for Impact Wrestling, blows my mind. It is it's as our dear friend Vince Russo would say, swerve.
Well, here's some of the details I've been able to uncover so far. And some of it was made public in press releases. Other stuff was learned from a conference call today that Dixie Carter had with all the talent from TNA Wrestling. So, first of all, this is not a joke. I know some people immediately were like, is this some kind of a joke? And I was like, no, I'm putting up the press release that I got from Destination America. And Ring of Honor has also sent one out too. So the deal between Ring of Honor and Destination America, it is a 26-week deal. So that means starting in June, they'll be on basically till the end of November. Just for a timeline sake, if TNA right now, if the report is true that they're going to be only on Destination America until the end of September, that means Ring of Honor will be on for an additional 10 weeks beyond TNA. But still some questions about that. Some of the other things about this, too, was so TNA was going to have a conference call today, apparently, regardless of this news, where Dixie Carter was going to talk to talent and address all the different rumors about whether or not they were being canceled. They were blindsided by this. They did not know about this. Now, when exactly did this deal come about? We don't know. There's been some conflicting reports. I've heard somebody say that a deal got signed this morning. Another person said this deal has been done for days now, if not longer than that. It's apparent that the two sides have been talking for a little while and were able to make this deal. It's a beneficial deal for both sides because Destination America apparently wants to stay in the wrestling business. But now they can do it on the cheap from a standpoint that the show that's going to be airing on their network when it comes to Ring of Honor is the same show Ring of Honor airs on Sinclair over the weekends, whether it's Friday or Saturday, whenever it is in the various markets around the country. So by doing that, Ring of Honor is not spending any additional money when it comes to production costs or anything like that. Destination America can get them on a lower rights fees, and it's a win-win for both because Ring of Honor gets additional programming. They get more airtime. They get in more markets. They can promote their stuff more, and they're getting a rights fee out of it too. And they get to be a lead-in for Impact. So the thinking is that can help Impact Wrestling as well. But on the conference call today, it was brought up by Dixie Carter or somebody had asked. And by the way, there were some people on that conference call that were not too happy and were voicing how upset they were that TNA had not addressed all these different rumors yet. And there's been a lot of people saying, hey, you know what, if they're true, if they're not true, whatever, you've got to make a public statement about this. And they hadn't done it other than that short-sighted two-sentence threat that they made to websites about it that we talked about on the podcast on Tuesday. But basically in this call, that was brought up about, hey, are we off the air come the end of September? Is this report true? And they couldn't address it, basically saying, well, we can't talk about it. We cannot address this subject. I even heard one person say that they said, hey, our lawyer said we can't talk about it because it's part of a, you know, exclusive, you know, we, you know, when it comes to our TV deal and with the network. So we cannot discuss this.
What that really means then is that they don't have a TV deal past September. And if they did, they would say, hey, we're going to be on the air, because why wouldn't you say that? And what legalese would prevent you from saying, hey, we're going to be on the air? And secondly, it means they're trying to find a TV deal past September, but they don't have any other buyers yet. And which is not good news for Dixie Carter and company.
Right. Cause they're trying to say, hey, you know, we've got this deal. We're not allowed to talk about it. But they did say, or she said, we made a 2-year deal with Destination America when we signed. We're going by that, and we're still making plans going into 2016. So they're trying to stay all positive. But like I said, they were blindsided by this. But, I mean, they were very vague when it came to their TV deal. They did admit that there is an out when it comes to Destination America. That's what I heard, was she did admit, yes, there is an out in the contract. But with the caveat, this is the same thing that happens in plenty of other TV deals, and almost every TV deal that's out there, that the network always has an out in it. And I also heard from somebody else that said, this is going to be the norm when it comes to wrestling. That's not WWE. Get ready for deals that are not years, 2 years, 3 years, whatever, maybe a year, but there'll be outs in that for the network. Or maybe you're going to hear more things like this deal with Ring of Honor and that it's a 26-week deal. So get ready for that, because if it's not WWE, nobody wants a long-term deal. But I'm just curious about this from the standpoint that I understand Destination America obviously wants to be in the wrestling business, and this is a lot more of a cost-effective deal that they're making with Ring of Honor. It's a cool thing for the wrestling fan, but if they're having trouble selling ads on TNA, and that's one of the biggest problems that they've had with them, it's not the ratings, it's that they cannot sell ads on that. Do they expect now that they're going to be able to sell ads on Ring of Honor?
I would believe that ads would be a little bit easier to sell on Ring of Honor only because, again, TNA at times has become a little more adult oriented or has a little bit of that stigma around it only because,
Because they're called TNA?
Right. That could be part of the problem. Exactly. And so Ring of Honor probably would be a little bit easier to sell. Also, Ring of Honor treats itself more like a sport and less like a show or a circus, but that kind of entertainment spectrum.
Sure.
But the nice thing is, even if they don't sell those ads, because Ring of Honor is so much cheaper and because Ring of Honor is absorbing so many more of those production costs, it doesn't matter as much if they don't sell those ads because they're already saving that money just by making the deal with them.
Right. I think that's the thing is that their break-even point when it comes to paying whatever rights fees for Ring of Honor is going to be a lot less than what they're paying TNA. And I don't even know what it is for TNA. I don't know if it's $100,000, $200,000, $500,000. I don't know what it is. But it's less, and it's a lot less. So it's, like I said before, it's more of a cost-effective deal. But it's interesting now that we're getting Ring of Honor on national TV. It's the same show that's on Sinclair, and we're getting a block of wrestling. And there's been some talk that it's going to be Ring of Honor from 8 to 9 Eastern, Impact from 9 to 11 Eastern, and then a replay of Ring of Honor from 11 to midnight, and then possibly a replay of Impact from midnight to 2. So we'll see if that comes to fruition or not. That's still not confirmed, but it's been, you know, it's been talked about, I guess. I've heard some reports about it, but it makes a lot of sense.
Well, and what you're talking about then is you're giving viewers the option to either watch your show live or catch one of the other wrestling products, and while they're still excited about wrestling, to tune in afterwards and DVR. I mean, it's kind of like the best alternative you can have by being a live TV network and giving multiple viewing options. A lot of cable shows do this. Bates Motel, The Americans, they run their shows on East Coast time and West Coast time. I like that factor as somebody who has a full DVR all the time. But I think what's really interesting to me is that Ring of Honor only has 1 hour. Impact Wrestling has two. But Ring of Honor is going first. And I almost believe, we mentioned this before we went on the air today, that they're positioning Ring of Honor to be their wrestling product coming out of September. And maybe using that Impact Wrestling audience as this crossover. So you have Ring of Honor, Impact Wrestling. Maybe you just tuned in for Impact. Ring of Honor comes back on afterwards. Those viewers are kind of built in. So you're raising awareness for Ring of Honor. And when Impact Wrestling goes away, it can kind of stand on its own and be that placeholder for Destination America on Wednesday nights. So it'll be interesting to see what the ratings look like once this ball gets rolling.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it's all doom and doom gloom and doom for when it comes to TNA, but there are definitely some glaring things in that, you know, Dixie could not give specifics about their TV deal and is trying to put a good, you know, face on it like she should. But because she cannot give specifics about it to her talent, that raises some eyebrows, definitely. TNA could be gone at the end of September, and they could, you know, Destination America could just stick with Ring of Honor. The other thing is, too, that, Destination America, not that they necessarily had to, but if you're talking about being a quote-unquote good partner or believe in some of the people you have relationships with long-term, maybe would have given TNA a heads up about this, and they did not. So that makes you wonder about, hey, you know what? There's still, you know, a lot of questions about TNA's future with that network. Now, this block of wrestling could work, and Ring of Honor and TNA as a big block, maybe the ratings go up. Maybe they get some advertisers. Maybe Destination America feels better about TNA when it's all said and done. So it's not necessarily the end of the world, but I believe that TNA knows or that they might say, hey, you know what? Is there like a sliver of a chance that maybe we can stick around? There's still a lot of questions when it comes to them. And I still definitely lean towards them being out of Destination America come after September. Now, are they going to be able to find another TV deal? I don't know. I mean, it's going to be extremely tough. but there's still a lot of questions that are out there. And but it is cool as a wrestling fan to say, hey, guess what? Now we've got another outlet for Ring of Honor on national TV. So if you couldn't get it before, you didn't have Sinclair, and you want to watch Ring of Honor, you can. And it's cool to have this block of wrestling on one particular night. Why nobody ever picks Tuesday nights, I have no idea. Lucha Underground, if you get updated for season two, move to Tuesday nights, please. LRA Network, put them on Tuesdays, okay?
Why would you do it? I mean, you're basically cutting into your own audience by putting all these shows in. I mean, I understand for Destination America why putting these two shows on in the same block could mean a lot to you, especially if you're trying to build up the audience of one at the expense of the other. But again, Wednesday nights, you already had NXT, which is, in my opinion, NXT is the competitor to Ring of Honor. And to TNA. And then you have Lucha Underground, which has its own little thing going, but why would you want to overlap all of these products when there are, I understand Thursday nights, you don't want to go up against SmackDown, Monday nights, you don't want to go up against Raw. There are three other good nights. Toss one of them on Saturday if you want to. Heck, Sunday nights at 7, nothing's going on. I want to get excited about a pay-per-view. I should watch Ring of Honor first. That would be a great way to do it. But who knows? Who knows?
And you know what? Ring of Honor is going to be moving their pay-per-views to Friday nights. So, like, this show will air in plugging their pay-per-views.
Which I think that makes sense. You know, Sunday night has been the traditional pay-per-view night. Saturday nights work for sports like UFC. That's been proven for a long time. Boxing does monster numbers. Friday nights could just as easily carry one of those shows. I know people like to go out, but you go out to a bar and you watch the show. Have some beers with your friends, invite them over for a Ring of Honor pay-per-view. I think that's still a good tactic for them. And I think Ring of Honor is doing business the smart way, which is not what we can say about TNA all the time.
Well, here's another thing too. For anybody that thinks, oh, we're going to get a cross promotional battle between the two companies, I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're going to be their own entities. Now, that doesn't mean that Ring of Honor, there's not going to be plugs during the Ring of Honor show that pop up on your screen that say, stick around, more nonstop action coming up with Impact Wrestling next. Things of that nature, but it's on Destination America's end. And so don't expect, MVP to do a Ring of Honor run-in or the Young Bucks to, you know, show up, you know, just do a run-in over on TNA.
Well, I mean, you could be looking at a run-in, say, around October, whenever these guys are possibly looking for another home on TV and they want to show up in Ring of Honor.
So that would be cross-promotion. That would be out of a job. How about MVP today, man? He goes on Twitter and he goes, the talent, this is the first that we are hearing of anything. I'm not going to say anything more until after the conference call. And then he put out there, he goes, hey, bookers, if you're looking to include me on a show, here's my email to contact me. And so apparently he was already thinking like, uh-oh, this doesn't look good for us. But there's a lot of questions there. Here's another one too, okay? I'm going to be curious to see if this affects WWE's deal with Samoa Joe. From the standpoint that, hey, okay, before you're going to be on Ring of Honor, obviously they've signed, you know, June 20th, he was going to be part of that TV taping for the Dream Match. But that was before Ring of Honor had signed a deal with the cable channel, like Destination America, a national one, even though it's in, you know, between 40 to 50 million homes, but it's in more than Sinclair. Sinclair's all over the country and all these different local outlets. So I'll be curious to say WWE says, hey, Joe, can't do it now, because that would obviously be on Destination America. I actually think that's what we're going to see in the next few days, is that Joe is going to be scrapped from that show. And I think Ring of Honor is ready for that in case it happens and has backup plans already. But and I want to hear everybody crying about that, because I don't blame WWE for doing it. But it would be cool to see, though. I'm not saying I want it to happen, but I'm not going to be surprised if that happens.
Can you imagine if Samoa Joe was under a WWE contract and showed up on national TV for Ring of Honor and not WWE?
Here's the thing. He could show up. Get this. He could show up on Ring of Honor television, which airs at the same time as the first run NXT on the WWE network.
That's crazy talk. God, right? That's crazy. It's like, this is the Monday Night Wars, baby.
So it's pretty incredible to see what's going to happen here. But I'm hoping the best for TNA, but it still sounds like to me that maybe there's an outside chance. It's like one of those Dumb and Dumber situations. So you're saying I got a chance, but it still does not look good when it comes to their future on Destination America. And I still think that the plan from the network side is that we are not going to be carrying your programming after the third quarter, which is the end of September.
What does it mean? What does TNA offer a network that's trying to pick them up? They don't, I mean, they have what, 600,000 viewers. Okay, great. Your production costs are fairly expensive. And you're a wrestling product, which I think means, you know, a little bit more than it did maybe 5 or 6 years ago, but still, it's still a wrestling. I mean, wrestling is kind of gaining steam now. I think by and large, thanks to Ring of Honor, thanks to NXT and TNA to a certain extent. But again, what are you offering these cable buyers, these networks that you're going to bring them 600,000 viewers? They could put on a reality TV of me and you, Fritzy, and we could bring in 600,000 viewers on the right network.
Well, they're not going to be doing the hopeful reality show of Dixie Carter, which she has had TNA be filming for a little while now, but I don't think that's going to come to fruition anytime. I don't know what they have to offer. I mean, here's the other thing too. So, I mean, because it's cheaper, that's why Destination America is going this route. So the question is, well, could they do the same thing with, say, Global Force Wrestling? I would say no. I'm not saying that Global wouldn't show up there, but remember, Global isn't airing anyplace else. So unless Global got a deal with someplace else, and then they made a similar deal to say, hey, air the same show. We've already paid for all the production someplace else. So all you got to do is we're going to hand you a product, and you just got to give us a rights fee. So that's why I don't think Global Force necessarily is a fit, because it would be a most likely a first run show there, and they would right. want more of a rights fee. I do wonder, and this is a long shot, but you could say, well, what about New Japan? Because New Japan's on Access, okay? Access is not on as many homes as a Destination America, and there's no production costs involved. All you're doing is having the announcers do a voiceover, because these are shows from, you know, a year ago or longer. Now they're catching up, so maybe they'll start doing first run shows, but they're still putting this like on their online network or whatever. So all you basically got to do, I believe, is pay for the voiceovers and maybe a little bit of editing. But maybe that's something. I haven't heard that, but I'm just throwing it out there because I know people are going to wonder about that. But it does open up some eyes and possibly some opportunities about how to utilize wrestling programming in the future.
Well, and I think that it's interesting to see this growing trend in the indies and these smaller promotions gaining all this steam, like NXT. It's almost like we have this second tier battle going on. So back in the day, you had the two juggernauts, WCW and WWF, fighting each other. And ECW was around, but it didn't really do much. NWA was kind of around, didn't really do much. I mean, they had their followings, but they were not one of those top two guys battling. Now what we have is this. We have the top. We have WWE out there doing their thing every week. But all these smaller promotions are battling it out for the spot number two. And I include NXT in that, because even though it's a WWE brand, it is the exact same audience you're seeing on Ring of Honor and TNA.
Absolutely.
So what is going to happen with all of this? Where are we going? And it's, I think personally that it's going to start hurting WWE's flagship show. And here's why. Look at the ratings. Ratings were down again this week on Raw. 2.5, I think, is what we ended up with.
That was Memorial Day.
Sure, but it was down over last year's Memorial Day as well, which I think was around a 2.8. Not doom and gloom for WWE. Their stocks are doing well, but the excitement is not about that product. It's about the secondary product. It's about the big news coming out for NXT with Samoa Joe. And now it's about big news for Ring of Honor. And now it's about what's happening with TNA and what's going on over there at Global Force Wrestling. This is what the wrestling industry is in 2015. It is this weird amalgam of secondary and indie promotions and young guys getting it done. And yeah, WWE's kind of doing their thing up there, but that's not where the excitement is. That's just kind of what we have to get to at some point to be a wrestling fan.
Doesn't that feed into the conversation that I had on the broadcast and the podcast from earlier in the week, where I talked about how WWE might want to utilize talents when it comes to NXT?
Sure. I think the better bet would be to start treating your main product like NXT itself mm-hmm. and start booking it a little bit better, and maybe spin off that second show on Thursday nights into its own brand again, and not do 3 hours. And those are all my ideas. WWE, you have my number. Give me a call. We can work a deal out for how I can help your promotion.
Yeah. If you have any questions, feel free to ask them here. We've got the Q&A open Feel free to ask questions. We'll probably be around for, I don't know, another 5 to 15 minutes, probably most, answering questions and talking more about this. What questions we have so far?
One question, Francis was asking why I wasn't drinking. It's because sometimes you got to hydrate your body with something other than a Steve Weiser. He asked a couple of good questions. I think we talked a little bit about this. Does Ring of Honor need TNA or vice versa long term? What do you think about TNA needing to stand Destination America, not getting dropped? I think the bigger question he's asking here is these two promotions have been neck and, I mean, not neck and neck because of TV deals or whatever, but they've been the two mainstays for the last decade about the indie scene. Do they need each other to stay alive in 2015?
No, but I mean, I don't think it hurts when it comes to creating a block of wrestling. So that way, if you've got a Ring of Honor audience, and maybe they want to watch that show and they say, hey, TNA's on next and maybe I'll stick around. And if TNA can hook them, then they can. Or if you're just a wrestling fan, you want to watch it all, that can help. There's going to be some people that maybe they say, hey, I'm going to tune in for Impact. They saw the beginning of, or they saw the end of Ring of Honor. And maybe they're going to stick around and say, hey, what's going on here? Maybe I'll start watching that. So I think it can definitely help one another. I would try to keep them apart, though, because I don't know about the crossover when it comes to them. I want to keep them as unique properties. But I don't think they necessarily need one another, but I think they can benefit from one another.
Sure. I think the bigger deal here is that there for the longest time, everybody was kind of poaching talent from Ring of Honor, even TNA. And I think that hurt Ring of Honor to a certain extent because they were a solid number three and not a number two. They had no chance of being the number two or the number one. But I think now where it benefits Ring of Honor is they're kind of coming to their own and saying, hey, we can poach talents from TNA. We can have talents coming up from NXT who, if they don't get featured on the main brand, they can switch on over here to Ring of Honor if they're good enough. And now I think they've helped each other out for the last few years. I don't think they need each other moving forward. The one thing TNA does offer as a big number two is great production values. And that I told you this before, the one thing Ring of Honor needs to increase its presence and to increase its notoriety is to increase its production values, because those arenas look kind of dark. Their cameras look kind of hazy and I can't take them as seriously. I don't think they need to be WWE level with the fireworks and the pyro, but just put a few more lights in there, brighten up the arena a little bit, you know, get some better audio, something
modernize
like that.
Modernize it a little bit, yeah. And by the way, what does TNA have to do to stay on Destination America? That's a tough one. The decision might have already been made, you know, and they said, hey, that's it. It doesn't mean that, you know, like I said before, there might be a sliver of chance, okay? But to me, the biggest thing they got to do is not only keep their viewers, or if not increase them, but they've got to get some advertisers on that show. They've got to be able to make money and offset whatever money that they're getting paid from Destination America. Because otherwise, if it's not a money maker for Destination America, they're not going to keep them.
Sure. I think it's a good time now to bring up what I said back in January. You remember this? I made my one bold prediction for the year. And I said, Ring of Honor is poised to become your number two wrestling promotion in America in 2015. And everybody's like, no, but TNA's on TV still, and Ring of Honor's only syndicated, and you're real dumb, Wiseman, and you don't have any friends, and your family hates you, and all that stuff, right? Okay, I want you to suck it, losers, because we're not even halfway through the year, and Ring of Honor is getting ready to knock TNA off its own network. And I think by the end of this year, we will be talking about Ring of Honor being that number two in a solid position.
Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Does it matter who number two is, considering how far behind you are to number one?
I don't know. Possibly.
By the way, I can make an argument right now that NXT is the number two promotion.
But you can't do that because obviously.
Why can't I?
Okay, what are their ratings? Tell me their ratings. Give me their ratings.
Are they losing money?
Are they? We don't know. We have no idea.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
What if by the end of the year, what if by the first quarter of 2016, they are a full touring brand? They're selling out shows on a regular basis that are between 2,000 to 4,000 people.
Okay.
That's their business plan. Remember, their business plan is different than these other ones because these other ones have TV deals. NXT does not have a TV deal. They're on the WWE network And I don't think WWE wants to get them a TV deal because they want to use NXT as a hook to get people to subscribe to the network.
Okay. So I think what you're basically asking is, does a company like NXT or a production like NXT classify as its own thing? Because that would be like saying the minor league baseball, oh, they're the number two to MLB. Well, not exactly. I mean, if somebody else created a baseball league separate from the MLB, they would technically be the number two because the minor league is a feeder system for the major league. And that's
it's similar, but it's different because it's obviously developmental in some aspects, but in other aspects, it's not, because they are using talent that can easily be on the main WWE roster. And they're there for a variety of reasons, whether that creative hasn't written them in, we need star power on NXT right now. There's other reasons as well. You know, we can't call everybody up at one time. You know, we want to sell tickets when we tour, all these different things. So it's a little bit different because, and that's why even Triple H in the conference call that he did a week ago said, I can easily see in 2016 that we're touring outside of Florida with talent that is, you know, been around for a while. And then we have a B show that's in very, very small arenas in Florida, like we've been doing, you know, the Orlando Armory and going down to Largo and all these different places. And those are shows, 100, 150 people. And those are featuring the NXT talent that are less experienced.
Okay.
Because, see, that's the little problem that they have with NXT is that, you know, they're showcasing a lot of talent, but at the same time, they are still a developmental property. So that's why when people judge them, sometimes it's not fair when some of the less experienced people get in there with some of the more experienced people and they go, oh, that guy, he's not any good and blah, blah, blah. Why they got him on there? Well, guess what? That's what NXT is used for, is to work out the kinks, is to find the issues and play around with characters and let guys improve, not only when it comes to characters, but obviously how good they are when they get in the ring. It's a testing ground to where, does this work? Does that work? Let's play with this. Let's tweak this. Let's change that. And it's tough to grade it all on a scale when you've got some guys that are obviously experienced, they've been wrestling for a while, they're ready to go to the main roster, and then you've got other people that are just now getting into the business or are still young in the business and only been in for 2 or 3, 4 years.
Hypothetical. If WWE still had two brands, SmackDown and Raw, and we'll say Raw does the monster ratings every week, does that technically make SmackDown a secondary brand?
No, because they were still using the same talent.
Okay. Kevin Owens on Raw.
Right. They're
bringing talent up. And so I guess my problem with it is if we're blurring everything, I kind of agree with you. I really do. Yeah. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
It's a unique situation to sit in.
And it's an exciting one. Let's just be honest. Yeah. I like the idea that we could be treating NXT as its own thing anyway. But yeah, it's kind of awesome.
By the way, there was another question about thoughts about Drew Galloway at the TNA headquarters today. Drew has been all over Periscope today, whether it's been on Impact Wrestling's feed or Josh Matthews. He's a little bit excited. He's been drinking a little bit of coffee today. But he's been talking about how excited he is to be. He's filming different things there for Impact TV. He did a Q&A today. I think he even did something on Skype and a bunch of different places. And then he was even talking about, hey, Ring of Honors, you know, this is going to be great. Destination America. So I think TNA told people, hey, feel free to plug Ring of Honor. And it wasn't something that the network asked him or anything. I think TNA just said, just do it. You know, it's going to be good for us. It gets attention, gets eyeballs on Destination America. Plus, it doesn't make it look like we were blindsided by this news because we had no idea.
Right.
Because it sounds like, and I don't know this for a fact, that maybe they found out the same time that we did with Destination America, threw it out there on Twitter.
Can you imagine that? Well, this, okay, so there's two scenarios here. Dixie Carter is sitting down there in Nashville, and this thing pops up. And she's like, oh, my Lord, what's happening? Ring of Honor. And then the opposite scenario.
That's a great impression, by the way.
Okay. Up in Stamford, Connecticut, Vince McMahon's sitting there. Brah, what's this? What's this, Ring of Honor? Brah, swipe left, brah, brah, brah. You know, I think that's probably.
Vince McMahon understands swipe left?
Yeah, he uses Tinder, right? That's got to be his one thing, right?
By the way, I forgot this. I wanted to mention this. You know, we talk about the angle with Lana and Rusev on Monday night. And we talked about, you know, we want to see Lana like learning English over the next few months or taking a test to be, you know, an American citizen. I want to see them follow Rusev when he signs up for Tinder. Now that's awesome. A storyline, my friend, that's especially with his past with women now, like what he did with Lana on Monday night.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, here's the sad news when it comes to Rusev. Injured in his match against Ryback at the SmackDown tapings, had his leg in a protective boot, and it looks like he is out of Elimination Chamber on Sunday.
Who do they replace him with?
I don't know yet. Maybe Bray Wyatt, maybe
Daniel Bryan?
No.
Before we get,
I don't know who else, maybe nobody, but
before we get too far away from the Ring of Honor situation, I noticed there was a question that popped up about TNA on WWE Network. That's obviously ludicrous, but hypothetically, TNA goes out of business, we'll say 2016. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's just say they got a business within the next 2 years. Does WWE buy that video library?
Only if it's up in bankruptcy court and they can get it for 10 cents on the dollar.
I mean, but that's a possibility, right?
They could wait it out. They could say, we'll get it for as cheap as we want, because otherwise, where are they going to air it?
Okay.
And is there a demand? Even if they just put their stuff out on DVDs or online, is there a demand that would make it worthwhile?
Okay, but they can sell it. But they have some talent in there that they could advertise the old matches of CM Punk or Samoa Joe if he's around or sure. Whoever else. Okay, follow-up question. Does Eric Bischoff bid on that video library name, whatever?
Not the name. Nobody wants the name. I don't know, maybe. There were so many people that came out of the woodwork that once they found out that WCW sold their library for like $2 million, that they were like, what? Right. This is crazy. You know, there has to be, you know, some kind
of... We could have bought it.
Yeah, behind the scenes deal. Dude, Macho Man Randy Savage came on my show and was like, if I'd known it was for $2 million, I would have bought it. Yeah, the money. So he was like, this is crazy. There's some kind of collusion going on here, you know? I mean, these were his words. I've still got the audio of it. And there was a lot of people that thought that too, going, $2 million? That's crazy. We can make that money back, you know, easily. Yeah. So
put on YouTube. God, those things would do the.
Sure, why not? Put it on YouTube. Yeah, we just lost Michael. Hopefully he will join back here in just a minute. I guess there he is. Michael got so excited that his internet feed went out on him for a minute.
What you going to do, brother, when the internet feed kicks you out of your own podcast? Right.
Let's get to a couple other questions before we get out of here. Do you see TNA and Ring of Honor switching roles and TNA becoming a more internet-based promotion? You know, I don't know. I mean... Remember, TNA still spends more money than Ring of Honor. Now, their production costs are better. They pay more for their talent, though, too. They travel a little bit more. I can't say that necessarily now. But, I mean, their production costs, I think, are more. So that's not going to be a financially viable thing for their business, I think. I mean, I've even wondered if they lost their TV deal here in the U.S., would they just become a UK-based promotion? But the problem there is, you know, how much more can you scale back on money and still have the talent to bring over there? Because, I mean, it's costly to go over to the UK. You've got deals in the UK and you've got deals in India and some other countries. You've got a small one in Canada as well. So I don't know how much money they have to be bringing in for that. But to just be, you know, so where, you know, your main exposure is on the internet, for TNA and their business plan, I would say that's not good.
Yeah, I think you would end up seeing them basically fold up shop before that happens. I don't think it's going to happen.
What other questions do we want to get to?
There's a good question on the YouTube channel. LambdaMan02 writes in to ask, will the Ring of Honor Destination America airings be brand new episodes or repeats of the syndicated weekend shows?
It will be the repeats of the syndicated weekend show. So basically, the Ring of Honor show will air first on Sinclair, whether that's on Friday or Saturday night in your area.
Or Sunday if you're in North Kakalaki.
That's true. And then that same show will air then on Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern on Destination America.
All right.
So that's why it's so cheap, and that's why it's a win-win, because they're like, oh, cool, we can get it on this cable channel, and these people in other markets that don't get it right now can get it. Oh, and we don't have to pay anything more for production costs. We've got it all done, and we can just go here.
Right.
And they're going to give us X amount of money.
Right.
So.
Another one final question. I think it's a good, maybe a good note to leave on. What does TNA going out of business mean for Jeff Jarrett and Global Force Wrestling?
Well, even if TNA loses their television deal, they're not necessarily out of business yet.
Let's reframe that. Let's say this whole deal and what it means and the ramifications. What does all of this mean for Global Force Wrestling?
I think it shows that there's still networks that are interested in wrestling. Now, mind you, it would have been more beneficial maybe if it was on another network, just to show, hey, there's other networks that are interested in wrestling. But it shows that there's still channels that want wrestling. It's just got to be a very good financial deal for that network, because there are still problems when it comes to finding advertisers to advertise a wrestling product. So that's going to be the big question. And like I said before, when it comes to Global, this is a first run show. This is not like what Ring of Honor is doing right here, where they're just taking a show that's airing someplace else and they're handing it over to Destination America, where there's no additional costs and they can take a smaller rights fee than what TNA is getting. And it's beneficial for both sides. Destination America is getting product, and Ring of Honor is just getting rights fees money for a show that they've already produced. For Global Force, they still have to find a television deal. Like I said, it shows that there's channels that want wrestling. It's just you have to find one that is willing to give you a good deal, especially when it comes to you being first run wrestling.
I think if I were Global Force Wrestling, I'd be kind of kicking myself in the butt just a little bit that you missed out on a big opportunity here. I think if you had launched yourself into that position, not saying it was ever up for negotiation.
Well, Global Force has talked with them. There was talks with Destination America and Global Force, from what I understand. Now, mind you, there was also talks between Ring of Honor and Spike TV.
Sure.
And there's still talks between Global Force and Spike TV. And I think Global Force is trying to, you know, talk to or get a deal with Fox Sports too. But I've heard that Fox Sports is not interested. They will talk, but when it comes down to it, they're not interested, whether it's on Fox Sports 1 or Fox Sports 2.
Sure. But I still think the landscape has changed with this deal today and with the possibility of TNA going away, no matter how you look at it. The landscape has changed. And with Ring of Honor getting a TV deal that's national, it means big things for them, and it means worse things for all of their competition by default.
I agree with you there. So we're going to wrap it up, but we do appreciate everybody for joining us here on the live video broadcast. Normally we do these at on Tuesdays, 4:30. We put it out there on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/betweentheropes. And we also put it out there on Twitter. It's @betweentheropes. And you can see my Twitter, and you can also see Michael's Twitter as well. So, but with the big news today, we felt we needed to do this. So we appreciate everybody for joining us here. Please do subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/betweentheropes. Please subscribe, share our videos, like us, and also feel free to make comments. And don't forget, check us out over at betweentheropes.com as well. So for Michael Wiseman, I'm Brian Fritz. Thanks again for joining us here on Between the Ropes.
The talking is over.
Thanks for downloading Between the Ropes.
Hey, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
For more, go to BetweenTheRopes.com and subscribe to Between the Ropes on iTunes.
Thank you. Have a nice day.